We just spoke with author Jean Felser about the stories of Chinese immigrants who were forced out of hundreds of American towns during the late 19th and early 20th centuries. And it turns out these stories were repeated around the country with other groups in places like Tulsa, Oklahoma, Rosewood, Florida, and other towns during the same period. Thousands of black Americans were also subjected to violence from whites determined to push them out. But recently, in one town, efforts have been made to acknowledge that shameful period in history in the hope of healing old wounds. We're joined now by Jackie Frolick. She's a reporter and producer for our member station in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Jackie, thanks so much for speaking with us.
I appreciate you talking to me.
In your other life as a print journalist in 2003, you wrote a very moving story for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette about the town of Harrison, Arkansas. And that's a case where African Americans were forcibly expelled. Could you tell us the story?
So in 1905, Harrison was an isolated town. It had 1,500 people. 120 were African Americans, and they were descended from enslaved Ozark settlers, and they had their own neighborhood. They had a church. They were raising money to build a school, and there was a railroad failure that year, and there were black laborers from another railroad project that came in, and it created a lot of racial tension in the community where people had lived with some equanimity for several decades. And in the fall of 1905, a black man broke into the home of a doctor, and he was jailed, and word got out, and an armed mob came, took him and several other black men jailed, and beat them, ordered them to leave town, and then they swept through Harrison's black district. And we found in our research that witnesses reporting seeing men, women, and children tied to trees and beat with bullwhips, others tied together, and they were thrown into a river, and all the black residents were told to leave overnight just to get out. And most left, with the exception of a few families. They must have been hidden away by their white families. And then, you know, scroll forward to 4 years, another arrest took place, and this time of a young man by the name of Charlie Stinnett, and he was helping an elderly woman chop firewood, and he was accused of assaulting her. He was taken to jail, found guilty, and later was hanged. And everyone got so upset by what they perceived as another criminal black assault that they mobbed the town and drove the remaining families away.
So this happened not once, but twice in Harrison. But by the time you moved to the area, nobody really talked about this. This was not something that was discussed. I mean, certainly wasn't taught in the schools. Somehow or another, the skeleton in the closet came out one Halloween night in 2002. How did that happen?
Right. No one talked about it. The Boone County history books, even the most recently published edition, it barely refers to that history. It's really remarkable. But then on Halloween night in 2002, a Fayetteville High School basketball team was playing in Harrison. And according to the coach, some of his black players were being harassed by Harrison's white boys. And the coach filed a complaint with the Harrison School District and also wrote letters to the editor chastising Harrison publicly for maintaining a culture of racism. No one had ever done this. And that's when Harrison Daily Times reporter George Holcomb, he decided to write a series of articles about race relations. And his reports triggered a flood of letters to the editors. Some called for reconciliation. Others claimed Harrison as their racist destination. White power survivalist compounds have mushroomed in the region. And the Klan is headquartered a few miles east in Zinc, Arkansas. And I also interviewed Mike Hallam. He's a well-known Christian identity agitator who lives outside of Harrison.
What about the people who supported the efforts at reconciliation?
Wayne Kelly.
Wayne Kelly?
Yes. And he is responsible for organizing a task force of religious and civic leaders to fix the racist stigma of the town. So on May 1st, 2003, he and 350 people knelt down in the town square to pray and to apologize for committing violent acts of racism 100 years ago. And the mayor, along with 800 residents, signed documents, and they filed those at City Hall. And they were personally affirming and welcoming people of all races into Harrison. And since then, the task force has hosted diversity training seminars. They established a local community scholarship for African American students. There's a community college there.
Were you surprised to discover that this had happened not just once, but twice in the same town?
I was surprised at how it was buried and how an entire community feigned amnesia and how they denied this history and how it festered and it worked so well and attracted white supremacist predators. And that's why I think townspeople are trying so hard to cleanse the Harrison of this atmosphere, because it's persistent and it's been in place for a century.
Jacqueline Frolick, she is a writer and a correspondent for member station KUAF in Fayetteville, Arkansas. She joined us from the station. Jacqueline, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.